government and the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, have agreed to revive the Ghana Trade and Investment Task Force to check the activities of foreigners in the retail sector of the economy. These foreigners come into the country as investors, but end up in the retail sector, which is by law reserved for Ghanaians only. The task force will comprise the police, immigration, the Ghana Revenue Authority, Ghana Investment Promotion Center, and GUTA. The meeting also discussed the high import duties, increase in VAT from 3% to 6% as announced in the 2012 budget, exchange rate, and interest rate. Briefing journalists after a meeting at the Kasulusu, Vice President John Dramani Mahama, who presided, called for a quarterly review of the issues discussed.
The meeting has brought all of us together on the same wavelength again to understand what the challenges that the Ghanaian private retail sector is experiencing and see how together with government we can create a platform for addressing those challenges in order that our people are also able to earn an income and be able to look after their families and also be able to discharge their responsibilities to the state in terms of their obligation in respect of taxes and so on and so forth. I'm sure that we all are re-inspired to put our shoulders to the wheel to see how we can resolve the issues that were raised, especially in respect of the retail sector and the foreign invasion of the markets and other small retail business, but also in terms of issues to do with duties and taxes and value-added tax and interest rates and exchange rate stability and all that. What I believe we should do going forward is to have a review quarterly of the progress we make on these issues so that if something is going wrong, we can quickly correct it before it accumulates and becomes the kind of thing that forces traders to go out on the streets to demonstrate. And so I hope we'll all put our shoulders to the wheel with commitment to be able to make this new understanding we have work.
Vice President John Mahama. The president of GUTA, George Ofori, was happy government offered to meet them and listen to their concerns. He said GUTA will partner government to find a lasting solution to the issues discussed. This is because they want to remain in business and contribute to national development.
On behalf of my own self and the entire executives and of course my membership nationwide, we will say that we also appreciate the concern that were raised and the way you also attached the important solution to the problem that we have raised. I would say that within your tight schedule, at least time has been made for us at the short possible time that we requested for a meeting with you. And I believe strongly that if we are always in touch, discussing issues of national importance on some of these things, I think all of us will actually enjoy the benefit of our seeds that we have sowed. So I believe that we should not let this meeting be, excuse me, a 90 wonder, but should be a movement of a concrete plan. And we believe that in any time that you call us, we are prepared to come and enjoy joy. Because we believe in joy more than to war. But then if we sometimes are pushed to the wall, that is where you will find us wanting, because nobody would like to be pushed to the wall. And then if those things happen, that is where you will find us backing, you know, because we don't want our businesses also to collapse. So we believe that with the kind of attention that you have shown, you will continue to do that. And we're also prepared to assist you in whatever you want to do.
You heard the president of GUTA, George Ofori.